up speaking like a dragon, and we know that in the early part of the history of the United States, we could correctly call it Protestant America. But there comes a time when prophetically it becomes known as the false prophet. And because this study is a follow-up study to our previous study, The Final Rise and Fall of the King of the North, in verse 40 of Daniel 11, we demonstrate that an alliance was formed between the Vatican and the United States in the early 1980s. It was initiated by Ronald Reagan. And we want to note that if you want to look for a time period in history when you have a certain amount of evidence that the United States is no longer Protestant America but has become the false prophet of Bible prophecy, politically, one good starting point would be the early 1980s when Ronald Reagan sent an ambassador to Rome and worked up this secret alliance with the Pope of Rome in order that they might attack a common enemy, the Soviet Union. And the word Protestant is a word that comes out of Christian terminology, and it means to protest Rome. And when the United States formed this secret alliance with the Vatican, it ceased to be a Protestant nation, at least politically, because it's impossible to protest Rome when you formed an alliance to her. So you can at least partially identify that in the early 1980s, the United States began to be symbolized in history as the false prophet, as the third entity into this threefold power that's destined to oppose God and his people here at the end of the world, and that through their own peculiar spiritual influences are destined to lead the world to Armageddon. Now, in General Conference Bulletin, March 4th, 1895, Sister White says this: "In these times of special interest, the guardians of the flock of God should teach the people that the spiritual powers are in controversies." Now, the reason I bring that quote in here is because if you went through our Final Rise and Fall of the King of the North study, we're suggesting that these three powers, the dragon, beast, and false prophet, are striving against one another, just as Malachi Martin said in his book, Keys of This Blood. Now, they can appear in Bible prophecy as if they're united. Here we see all three of them in Revelation 16 leading the world to Armageddon. But the truth of the matter is that when the paganism gave way and actually helped place papalism on the throne of the world in 538, and papalism then ruled the world for the 1,260-year time period, even though paganism had a specific role to play in helping papalism get set up, there was